It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. More than half of Americans say that talking about politics with people they disagree with is generally stressful and frustrating. That's according to Pew Research Center. Days away from a contentious presidential election, are there any issues where Wisconsinites can find common ground? A project by the UW-Madison La Follette School of Public Affairs aims to find out, holding a series of community forums around the state. And the final town hall is today on the topic of inflation. The leader of the Main Street Agenda Project joins us now. Susan Yockey is director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, where she's a professor of American politics. Susan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
I'm delighted to be here, Kate.
Well, today's town hall in Milwaukee will explore people's attitudes toward inflation. You know, inflation worries voters. It's been the focus of events on the presidential campaign trail. How will you explore this issue?
We're really excited to be at the Clinton Rose Senior Center today in Milwaukee. We're going to explore it in a couple different ways. So first, we're going to have two faculty members, so two kind of experts in the area of inflation from the La Follette School of Public Affairs here at UW-Madison, go to Milwaukee and talk about their research and the trends in the data. So my colleagues, Professor Menzie Chin, as well as my colleague, Michael Collins, will be in Milwaukee. And alongside them will also be two kind of local citizen leaders in the Milwaukee area, and they're going to be sharing their perspective and the perspective of kind of Milwaukee citizens on how inflation has impacted them.
In terms of inflation, people feel like the pandemic issues still feel very raw, very real. How does that factor into public policy, factor in people's views about inflation heading into the November election?
Well, it's a great question, and it's one that we've been trying to explore in advance of the 2024 election. So the La Follette School of Public Affairs has partnered with the UW Survey Center on campus to survey Wisconsinites about the public policy issues that matter to them in advance of the election. And we're really excited to do this work, in part because our observation is that a lot of the surveys that go out are about who's up, who's down. You know, it's very much the horse race coverage.
Yeah.
But a lot of Wisconsinites want to talk about the issues. And we've done this with a representative survey sample of Wisconsinites, about 3,500 Wisconsinites all across the state, all different political persuasions, all ages, all races. And what we've returned back is some really interesting findings on the public policy issues that matter to Wisconsinites. Inflation was at the top of the list, which is why it made so much sense for this event in Milwaukee.
And people participate in this Wisconsin survey on a somewhat regular basis. How effective is that to continually, you know, touch base with the survey respondents to see what is on their mind?
You know, it's a really important way to think about changes in citizen attitudes. And that is this Wisconsin survey. It's really a gem here hosted at UW-Madison through our UW Survey Center. And it goes back to a representative, again, that's a key part, representative panel of Wisconsinites on about a monthly basis. And what that means is that the same Wisconsinites are sharing their views and perspectives in January and then in February and March. So they're oftentimes replying on different questions, but you can also ask those Wisconsinites the same question at different points, different months, and then see if there's any changes across time. And that's really important for us to understand the trends in some of these public policy issues in ways that just kind of like one-off surveys or polls can't provide that insight into.
What have the trend lines, showed you? What have you seen maybe bounce around or not hold steady?
Yeah, I mean, great question. So, you know, one of the issues that's, you know, top of mind for a lot of Wisconsinites that does bounce around a little bit is gun violence. So that would be one that I think can be responsive to things that are happening in the broader community, the state, or in our case, the country. And that's something that bounces around. Inflation in contrast, is something that's pretty darn sticky. That has been, since the beginning of the Wisconsin survey, something that has shown a lot of staying power in the minds of Wisconsinites.
And it was interesting, too, I think it was way back maybe in 2022, where three quarters of Wisconsin residents felt gun violence is quite or an extremely big problem in America. You know, was it surprising to see gun violence as a top national issue at one point?
Yeah, you know, it's an important issue here in Wisconsin, too. And I think it's I think most Wisconsinites recognize and understand that inflation is a big issue coming into the 2024 election. But gun violence is a little bit different, right? I don't know that all Wisconsinites would necessarily recognize that it is such an important issue to their fellow citizens as well as to the nation as a whole.
We're talking with Susan Yockey, director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, and on a project called the Main Street Agenda. Susan, your school has hosted a number of in-person community conversations around specific policy issues to get people sharing their perspectives and to help people talk to each other who maybe wouldn't normally cross paths. What have you learned from these events?
Yeah, we have really worked hard in advance of this 2024 election to get Wisconsinites talking to each other in a way that we never have as a school in the past. And so let me tell you about four different events that we have held on consecutive Wednesdays across Wisconsin. So these are events in Pewaukee, Green Bay, Eau Claire, and then here in Madison. And these events in total brought together just under 350 Wisconsinites. And across the partisan aisle, and these were folks that were selected from a representative group of Wisconsinites. And so the folks that attended our events are, you know, drawn from this Wisconsin sample that we talked about earlier. And the format for the event is a little different. Like, so today, our event in Milwaukee is going to be a town hall where we're going to hear from experts and community leaders kind of sitting in front of on a stage and talking with a group of community members and asking questions. And that's a really important kind of town hall event mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. we do at La Follette. We had a similar one in La Crosse, for instance, on September 11th. But the four events, the community events, conversation events that I'm talking about, were different. They were, think of it like a round table sitting about 7 or 8 Wisconsinites, some Republicans, some independents and Dems at every table, and a trained nonpartisan facilitator who came from the La Follette School, one of our students, faculty, or staff. And there was 2 hours where those folks got to talk to each other in a kind of facilitated way, moderated way, about the public policy issues that matter to them. So they got together over dinner on La Follette, right? Mm-hmm. So we paid for dinner. We kind of broke bread together and tried to show that we can, as a community, have respectful and civil conversations with our other community members, folks that we don't know, and very often folks that have differing views.
And you've said before that you were not looking to change people's views or change people's values during these community conversations. Why do these discussions have merit in the policymaking process if no one is changing their mind on issues?
Yeah, you know, we need to be able to talk to each other to get to the mission of the La Follette School, which is evidence-based policymaking. So evidence-based policymaking oftentimes takes political compromise. And we just can't get to political compromise if people can't talk to each other anymore. So I'm thinking about a quote that one of our participants, George, shared with us after attending one of these dinner and conversation events. And he said, quote, "It's okay to have a difference of opinion and still agree on the fact that we want to have a better Wisconsin." I think that quote really shows that, you know, this individual who came to one of our events and like pretty much everybody that was invited was a little dubious. They're like, "What is this? what is this thing?" They were not so sure what to expect. But many people came away saying how refreshed they were, how excited they were, wanting to do more events. They're wondering if we would hold another event. So we even had some hugs. We had people that didn't know each other before the event that left and, you know, hugged each other, and, you know, that wasn't everybody and it wasn't all roses. But we were able to demonstrate through these type of events that our little circles that oftentimes define us, our individual media markets, our communities that don't have us encountering people of a different political persuasion, can be broken down through events like this.
It makes me wonder, Susan, seeing hugs, I mean, how bad is the echo chamber? How bad is it that people just aren't hearing one another?
One of our participants, Joshua, said, here's another quote from him, people feel, I think, like they don't have an outlet to do this kind of thing outside of their little circles, which these days are smaller than ever. So I think, everyone recognizes that this is happening, but I don't know that we fully put a finger on the fact that it changes our attitudes and assessments of the other, the quote other. It's just so easy to demonize people that think differently when you don't interact with them on a daily basis, when you don't sit down and break bread with them and have civil conversations. And it's just a lot harder to do when the person is across the table from you and is largely agreeing with, your general values or your thoughts, even if they might have a different policy prescription or might vote for the other side.
In our final moments together, Susan, do you think the Main Street Agenda Project is making a difference, and is it able to do what you intended it to do?
Well, we had a couple goals for the Main Street Agenda, and one was to talk about the issues that matter to people in advance of the 2024 election. And we've undoubtedly checked that box. I mean, we're getting across Wisconsin. We brought, about 20 of our faculty, staff, and students all across the state, talking about the issues that matter in communities. So I feel really great about that. Mm. But this wasn't just an outreach event for the LaSalle School. It was also a research event. LaSalle is one of the top public policy schools in the country, and we want to study as well how these events could be more meaningful. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to study these events and try to share some of these best practices with other nonprofit organizations that want to hold dinner and conversation events.
Susan Yockey, director of the Follett School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison. And for disclosure, Wisconsin Public Radio is a partner organization on the Main Street Agenda Project.